Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Amerigo Resources Quarter One 2007 Financial Results Conference Call. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Ms. Aurora Davidson, the company's CFO. Please go ahead, Ms. Davidson.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the First Quarter 2007 Investor Conference Call of Amerigo Resources Limited on Thursday, May the 3rd, 2007. Before we begin our presentation, let me caution you that our comments and discussions will include forward-looking statements and information within the meaning of applicable securities legislation. Although we believe that the anticipated future results, performance, or achievements expressed or implied by the forward-looking statements and information are based on reasonable assumptions and expectations, you should not place undue reliance on forward-looking statements and information because they involve unknown and known risks, uncertainties, and other factors which may cause the actual results, performance, or achievements of the company to differ materially from anticipated future results, performance, or achievements expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements and information. You should review our press release issued yesterday and our other documents filed with the securities authorities in Canada, including our annual information form under the heading Description of the Business Risk Factors. These documents describe the material factors and assumptions that were applied in drawing the conclusions and making the forecasts and projections as reflected in the forward-looking statements and information, as well as the material factors that could cause our actual results, performance, or achievements to differ materially. We undertake no obligation to update or revise any forward-looking statements or information made in this presentation. Now, I would like to introduce our Chairman, Mr. Steven Gunby.
Good day, everyone. Welcome to the Q1 2007 conference call for Amerigo Resources. I am pleased to say that our Q1 earnings for this year are a new record for the quarter one of $5.6 million after tax. I would like to note that that earnings level was achieved notwithstanding constrained production during the quarter for the reasons that I will elaborate on shortly. Cash flow for the quarter was $6.88 million. Copper production was 6.33 million pounds and 123,000 pounds of molybdenum, both lower than the previous quarter, corresponding quarter of Q1 2006, primarily due to the shutdowns imposed on us due to the bridge repairs undertaken by Allkem. The molybdenum production was down even more than copper in a proportionate sense, and that was mainly due to lower grades in the source material, which we understand is a function of the underlying mine plan. I can confirm that the molybdenum grades have returned to our plan levels in the month of April. Those shutdowns that I referred to, which were the primary reason for the curtailment of production in comparison to Q1 2006, were approximately 84% of restricted operating days. In other words, we were only able to produce for 84% of the available operating days during the quarter. Excuse me, operator, there is some noise in the background. Do you know where that's coming from?
That's coming probably from my cell phone, Steven.
Dr. Zeidler, welcome to the call.
Yes. I'm on the road in Chile, so if it is better for the conference that I'm not present, then I get out of it again.
Perhaps you could call back in about 5 minutes or so, and you can join the question time.
Yes. Okay. I'll do that.
Thanks, Bob. I'm also pleased to report that post the end of Q1 2007, all of those shutdowns in connection with the bridge repairs were complete, and as of Q2 2007, full fresh tailings flow has been restored. The copper price received during the quarter was $3 per pound. That represents a premium to the LME average price during the quarter of $2.69, and that is reflected by the the positive adjustments to settlements during that quarter. Our cash costs before the El Teniente royalty were $1.47 per pound, slightly higher than the Q1 2006. The major reason for those higher costs, first and foremost, was lower production. Anyone who knows a little bit about the copper production business and knows that to the extent that copper the production is down for any reason, because a significant portion of a copper plant's costs are, of course, fixed, the effect is higher cost if production is lower, higher cost per unit of production, I should say, if production is lower. That was a large driver. The other significant driver was related to power costs. Chile, and I think this has been reported quite widely in the press, Chile is a country where there is a shortage of inexpensive fuel, i.e. gas, natural gas, for energy production in Chile, and its principal source of natural gas is Argentina. And those supplies from Argentina have been curtailed through into the Chilean grid, which has caused the energy companies to have to look to other sources of production, namely diesel. And, of course, diesel with the oil price where it is going to be a very high source of fuel, and therefore that is passed through by way of a power surcharge to all users, industrial users, throughout Chile, including, obviously, NBC. So the power cost was a significant part of that cash cost in Q1 2007. And, of course, we, with our production curtailments during the previous year, as we have announced in previous quarters, the quota for production to under our smelting contract with Enami was unfulfilled during the Q1 2006, and as a result, we negotiated an agreement whereby production through to March, April of this 2007 year would satisfy the remaining unfulfilled obligations under that quota. Those deliveries were under the TCRC terms of 2006. I am pleased to say that that a few weeks ago we negotiated new terms, which, whilst they are confidential, so I can't talk to them specifically, I can say that they are very much consistent with the long-term 2007 international benchmark terms for TCRCs in copper. But of course, in 2006, price participation played an important role in the TCRC charges, given the level of the copper price, and hence that's reflected in the Q1 2007 cash costs. CapEx during the quarter, we incurred approximately $1.7 million, all related to the final commissioning and installation of our thickeners and some civil works, and perhaps most importantly, some major mill refurbishments to some of the older mills as we've now commissioned the four new mills, and it is an opportune time to do a series of works which will bring the older mills up to a very high standard. that CapEx of $1.7 million obviously is significantly down in comparison to previous quarters as a result of the completion of the program of expansion work, which commenced in 2004, which will allow us to firstly be able to take the Kaliwa's contractual tonnage from that source, as well as the fresh tailing, as soon as we're given permission to recommence mining in the Kaliwas. And of course, it also sees us complete the installation of the two very large 100 meter diameter thickeners, which will allow us to comply with environmental regulations, which came into effect late last year in Chile. Our cash at the end of the quarter was $28.7 million U.S. approximately, and I'm pleased to confirm that the dividend declared during the quarter of 6.5 cents Canadian, which equated to about $5.3 million U.S. dollars, was declared in the quarter and was paid on April 4 of this current quarter. At this stage, operator, I'd like to hand you back the chair to receive questions. Thank you.
Certainly. We will now take questions from the telephone lines. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please lift the handset and then press star 1. If at any time you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign. Please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. There will be a brief pause while the participants register for questions. We thank you for your patience. The first question is from Bart Jaworski from Vancouver. Please go ahead.
Hello, Stephen.
Hey, Bart.
I'm just wondering if you could give us some color on what work you guys are doing at Kaliwas right now, when you could expect production there to resume.
Well, I think we said in our last press release on this that what we're doing is making sure that all of our equipment, which is both the underground, the submersible miner, and the monitors are all in good operating order and in standby mode to receive advice from Tiniente as to when we can get back at it.
And can you say how many of each you have in working order right now?
Well, the submersible miner is only one of them.
Okay.
Very unique vehicle. I believe we have two monitors.
Okay. And can you sort of give us a guideline as to how many tons per day you're looking at and starting when, I guess?
We'll let you know when we do.
Mm-hmm. Is there any chance of getting up to the sort of 15,000 tons per day by the end of the year? Would that be within the realm of reality?
Certainly the equipment would be capable of that.
Yeah.
So in answer to your question, yes, it's just a matter of when we get the okay, when we get the known.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 if you have any questions or comments. There are no further questions registered at this time. I would now like to turn the meeting back over to Mr. Dean.
Okay, we're all excited to receive lots more questions, but must be last time on the East Coast. Well, thank you everybody for listening in, we look forward to our next conference call in the summer, reporting on how things have gone for the Q2. Thank you.
Thank you. The conference has now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time. Thank you for your participation, and have a nice day.